this is a new patient dictations for patient Donald Turner, D-O-N-A-L-D, T like Tom, U-R-N-E-R, date of birth is 7-3-81, date of accident is 12-22-2023, date of service is 8-15-2024. The patient is here for a chief complaint of severe pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, upper back, pain in the right upper arm, numbness and tingling of the third and fourth finger, shooting pain to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly. Along with the headaches which are severe. History of automobile accident, the patient attributes all of these complaints to the presence of being involved in automobile accident on 12-23-2023 in the afternoon. The patient reports he was traveling as a front seat passenger and he was traveling with his co-worker who was driving and he was traveling in a U-Haul. They were going to Rochester Township to check for a police report for some abandoned vehicle. They were traveling in the U-Haul and there was a patch of black ice on that day. Then the other driver who was traveling in Ford Escape hit them at 40 miles an hour. They were traveling around 20 miles an hour. It was a head-on collision, loss of control on ice patch. The other car was hit on the driver's side door. The impact, the patient reported that he was wearing seatbelt at the time, no airbag deployed. There was loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came and ambulance came to the scene. And the damages to the their car on the driver's side, fender and tire and axle, minor damage. Injury is reported by the patient. He says that his head and neck hit to the side of the door, right leg to the dashboard. Nothing was broken inside, like no damage to the seat belt, headrest, steering wheel, dashboard, and only the left mirror was broken on the outside. And he did not injure directly into any dashboard with his head or chest or pelvic or. The patient reports of the following history of presenting illness. He reports that he's suffering from headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Usually they are off and on 2 or 3 hours. They last and they are 2 to 3 times per week. They're located on the right temple, severe, off and on, not sensitive to the light or noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura. And there is history of PPI. The symptoms that are reported are dizziness and blurred vision. The patient denies any symptoms of vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, denies ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, no nausea, vomiting, no spots in the vision or loss of vision field, no taste problem or smell problem, no PMJ problem, no other issues are reported. The patient has no subtle anesthesia or incontinence of the urine bowel. He has no weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy, no trouble walking. Patient does report depression, sleep disturbance. He also reports of numbness and tingling of the right leg, anteriorly up to the ankle, posteriorly up to the knee, in S1, S2, and L3-4 nerve distribution. And this numbness is present daily. Some pain is reported in the right upper arm, and also pain in the left side of the neck and upper shoulder area to the tune of 9, with some radiation of pain to the upper part of the arm. These pains are present several times a day and are described as shooting and heavy, and 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by lying down. The patient went to Henry Ford Hospital on the day of accident and only x-rays were done. And was discharged X-rays of the hand and leg were negative. No MRIs or CT scan were done. No muscle weakness or upper extremity weakness is reported. And it has been reported that he has been to a doctor one time and physical therapist in Dearborn. And he's tried some medications like Motrin, Advil, and home treatments. Please review the records for the system review for the past surgical history, allergy history. Please review the records for family history, relationship status, employment status. He delivers mattresses, not working currently due to the pain. Legal history, Michigan auto law is protecting. Personal history, he does drink alcohol and smoke and does not use recreational drugs. Please review the chart for the ADLs. Physical examination is as follows. This is a 43-year-old African-American male, good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clipping, colonicia. No acute distress or shortness of breath is noticed. No pain faces. No, does not appear anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Impression hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device. The blood pressure is 142 over 101. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 100. Height is 6'3". Weight 280. And the rest of the exam is on the template, including the neurological examination, which is completely normal. The musculature examination, there is a spasm of the paravertebral muscles in L1 to L5 bilaterally and spasm of the left trapezius muscle with the three trigger points. Paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally with the trigger points, 1 plus hypertonicity. Rest of the muscles are normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is present at L1 to L5 and left SI joint. Paravertebral hypertonicity is present in the paravertebral muscle L1 to L5. And range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the softness sign is negative. Sprinting sign is positive. And the Lermit test is positive. Inspection test, Sotoal test are negative. Thoracic spine Roos test is negative, Slim test is negative. Lumbar spine Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Brzezinski sign is negative. Standing in the SI joint, the left SI joint is tender and positive fiber test, translant test on the left side. Distraction test, iliac compression test, standing flexion test, and frontal work sign are all negative. Examination of the extremities. The patient has some pain in the right upper arm, which seems like a radiated pain from the neck. Some numbness and tingling on the third and fourth finger is reported. On examination, all the extremities are found to be completely normal except the right shoulder and right hand. The examination of the right hand is as follows. The inspection and palpation reveals no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer wound, fractures. Color of the skin is normal, no thenar, prominence, atrophy. Range of motion is passive and active motions are normal. Reflexes are normal, grip is normal, motor power is normal. The trinal sign is found positive. Phalen sign positive, and peripheral pulses are normal, range of motions are normal. The examination of the left shoulder is as follows. There is a pain around 9 and patients can lift up to 100 degrees of abduction and flexion, forward flexion. Other than that, the shoulder appears normal with no dislocation or fractures or contusion, laceration, and palpation doesn't reveal any tender spots except some pain in the rotator cuff region. The range of motion is up to 100 degrees maximum on active motion. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff injury and are found to be positive for Hawking Kennedy test for the left shoulder. Speed test, near test are positive. MT Bierken test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis. Hypertension 110, V89.2 XXT, M62.830, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, neuralgia, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, shoulder left M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Left carpal tunnel, G56.02. Pain in the left hand, M79.642. Cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. L spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M464.1, M54.17, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Donald Turner. Treatment plan for Donald Trump is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times per week, focusing on neck and the lower back, left shoulder, left carpal tunnel, and possibly right knee also. With traction and massage, patient is released to light duty job 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pounds lifting limit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. They are available from Henry Ford Hospital at the time of dictation. And it shows that the patient was seen, the x-rays for the right knee and the right ankle are completely normal. X-ray of the left hand is completely normal. No fractures or dislocations are noticed. The CT scan for abdomen was completely normal. Completely normal. CT of the chest was completely normal. CT of the head was completely normal. CT of the cervical spine showed a mild degenerative changes at C4, C5, a small disc osteophyte complex, a mild disc space narrowing. Patient was released home with medications and no surgery or any other procedure was done. I've ordered an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine to identify further trauma to the spine. Beside the CT scan, non-pharmacological model to use the home exercise plan, yes, refer to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records are discussed. And when the MRI is available, we'll discuss on the next visit. Interventional pain procedures, none are being discussed at this time. Trigger point injection could be done if patient is not relieved with physical therapy and medications. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Investigations are MRI of cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. DMEs. The patient has been ordered a back brace. And he's also provided with medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Essifex 20 milligram twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4 with for pain relief, Lyrica 1 or 2 every 6 hour PR, sorry, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for radicular pain and nerve pain, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Education is just disability is already discussed. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.